弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to your brothers and sisters.
虽然这首诗歌我们很少唱。
Even though it's a new song.
可是呢，弟兄姊妹还是唱得非常的好。
But I think we did a decent job.
我们也感谢主，因为主的灵在我们的中间，让我们可以敬拜他。
Thanks to the Lord, because His Spirit is among us, so we get to worship Him.
对，我们在敬拜里面，在聚会里面，真的就是享受我们的主。
So that when we are in our gatherings, in our congregations, let us be close to Him.
我也非常的抱歉。
And I apologize.
因为这首诗歌没有翻译成英文。
Because this song does not have an English translation.
虽然作者是西方人士。
Even though the writer is a Sweden.
可是好像呢，原文的诗歌，原文的字句并没有在这里。
It seems like that his original language was not in our book.
为了让我们能说英文的弟兄姊妹能够得到这个诗歌里面的一些好处。
So for our English speaking youth, for you to understand the song.
我把第一节跟第六节呢再读一次。
Let me read to you stanza 1 and 6.
让 Kevin 呢翻译，让听英文的弟兄姊妹呢能够至少明白神的意思。
So that you will have a brief understanding of what the song is about.
第一节说到神的应许不能废去。
So the song starts with God's promise.Will not be set away.
所以呢，这个圣经里面呢有很多宝贵神的应许。
In other words, the Bible, His word is filled with promises.
所以这就是为什么我们要去了解圣经。
So that's why we read His Bible.
因为这里说到神的应许不能废去，句句都是坚定。
His promise will always be true. Each word will be true.
信心从来不用凭据，因神言。言出必行。
His faith did not need any assurance because his words will come true.
所以我们来到主的面前，我们就有一个简单的相信。
So all we need to do is come with a simple faith.
我们相信神所说的话都会成就。
We believe that his words will be true.
所以在副歌这边说到天地都可以被焚烧。
So in the refrain is that heaven and earth can be burned away.
小山大山都可以倾倒。
Small and big mountain will fall.
但是对我们相信主的人来讲，主的话一定会成就。
For the one that believes in the Lord, his words will come true.
在第六节这里呢，讲到凡事依赖神的大力。
In stanza 6, it says, in all things relied on his strength.
所以我们每一个信主的人，我们每一天的生活里面就是仰赖神。
So for us as believers, all day we relied on him.
到什么时候为止呢？
When the
sun ends, 直到被提上天。
Until the day we are raptured.
这也是神给我们的应许。
That's also part of his promise.
所以一定会成就。
It will come true.
现在所望所深信的将来都必实现。
For the things that we are looking and being hoped for, it will come true.
所以这就是我们的信仰。
And that's our faith.
希望讲英文的弟兄姊妹，你们也能够摸到这诗歌里面一点的信息。
So for the English speaking youth, I hope you get part of this song.
有一个年轻人呢，他在大学的时候他是修法律的。
So this is a youngster, when he was in college, he studied law.
那当然他在这个法律的专科上表现得非常的好。
So of course, that's now his strong suit.
所以呢，他很努力很认真，有一天回家的时候。
So he was really determined in his study, one day he was going home.
那就在这个行在这个路上的时候，突然呢，他发现那个结冰的湖面上有人在那里呼喊。
And all of a sudden, when he was walking home, he realized that the frozen lake, someone is crying help.
原来呢，有一个小孩子呢，他就是在冰上玩，不小心的那个冰就破裂了，他就掉下去。
What happened was there is a small kid playing on the frozen lake and he fell.
所以呢，这个学法律的年轻人呢，看到这样的一个情况呢，他就马上去把这个孩子给救上来。
And this youngster, the lawyer to be, went into the frozen lake to save this child.
所以呢，在救上来之后，孩子的父母亲呢，都非常非常的喜欢这个年轻人。
And after he saved the children, the parents of the children loved this youngster.
当然感激一时而已嘛，对不对？几天之后，几个月之后，可能呢，慢慢的这件事情过去了。
And of course, just like everything else. As his thanksgiving, it passes through time.
可是呢，这个学法律的年轻人呢，他在他的专业上非常的认真。
And this lawyer to be, he is still very dedicated in his studying.
所以呢，他就考上了他的律师执照。
And so he passed his bar.
不但考上了他的律师执照，他继续的努力呢，他就在法院上成为了一位法官。
Now, not only he is now a lawyer, he also worked so hard that he has now become a judge.
所以呢，就在他的这个法官的职业里面呢，突然又发生了一件事情。
And then when he is being a judge, this happened. One day there's this young guy that appeared in court.
那这个年轻人呢，他常常呢就不作非为，伤天害理的事不断的在他的生命里面一直发生。
And this person would commit crime left and right.
可是呢，当这个年轻人呢在法院上突然知道这个法官的名字之后，
And all of a sudden, when this bad person realized the name of the judge,
他发现这个法官就是当年救他从湖里面救上来的那一位。
And this youngster realized that the judge is the person that saved him on that one day.
所以他直接就在法庭上呢，就跟法官讲，你再救我一次，再救我一次。
So on the court now, he asked the judge, "Can you save me once more?"
可是呢，这个年轻人呢，已经坐在那个法官的地位上，按着所有的形式，他应该有一个公正的判决。
But now for this judge, he is now sitting on the court, and now he has to give a judge statement.
所以在这样的一个时刻里面呢，这个法官跟他讲，我曾经救过了你一次。
So at this time, the judge could only say, "I have saved you once."
是那么多年来你仍然如此的时候。
But yet, in these many years, you never change and repent.
这个日子就是按着你所行的，给你一个判断。
And of course, now you will be judged according to the days you live.
弟兄姊妹，从我们得救的日子开始。
So brothers and sisters, on the day you're saved,
神给我们许多的应许。
God has gave us many promises.
如果我们没有好好的去遵守，
if we never follow His word,
可能那个应许不会临到我们的身上。
Then maybe the promise will not come true to you.
说实在，刚刚开始得救的时候， 如果我们没有一直保持一个悔改的心智，
So at the beginning, when you're saved, if you never repent,
有一天我们到神面前的时候， 神还是要问我们，
Then one day when you come before the Lord, the Lord will ask you,
我们在一生的日子里面， 有没有按着他所吩咐的， 我们好好去实现。
That in all your living days, have you followed His commands?
所以呢，我们这些日子我们要交通旧约的圣经。So
today we're going to talk about the Old Testament.
上次我们已经稍微的提到呢，这几卷书呢都是历史书来的。So
now these few books are the history books.
所以呢，我们有一个口诀，我们就说苏轼、德萨萨，王王代代拉尼斯。Basically,
then if you take a character from each one of these books, it will become a sentence.
所以我们小时候在圣经比赛的时候，我们逐日学的老师都要我们背圣经的经卷。
So when I was in Sunday school, the Sunday teacher would ask us to remember the names of the books in order.
那当然，我们很多的时候，我们就是成人的时候才信主，对不对？ 我们稍微呢，对圣经也有一点的了解。
But for some of us who never attended Sunday school when we were young kids, let us remember them now.
好像我们接下来呢，当我们交通这个旧约的信息的时候，大家都有一点认识。
So that when we now read the book of the Old Testament,
好，这十二卷的书呢，就是讲到历史书。
These 12 books are the books of history.
那前面呢，大概有九卷呢，它讲到呢，进入迦南，以色列民他们进入迦南。
So in the first 9 books, they talk about the Israelites going into the land of Canaan until the kingdom was captured.
那后面三卷呢，特别讲到呢，他们被掳呢，能够被归回的一个时刻。
And the last 3 books of the history books talked about how now they are redeemed and come back to the homeland.
所以呢，我们知道在历史书之前呢，有 摩西五经，对不对？
So before the history books, there are the 5 books of Moses.
摩西五经呢，就是神呢亲自呢跟他的仆人摩西有一些的话语在他的身上，所以摩西就把它记载下来。
These 5 books were told from God to Moses, and from Moses written for the people.
所以我们说这五卷书呢是律法书。
So that's why the first 5 books are the books of the law.
所以神要把他的律法典章律例显明在以色列百姓的面前。
In other words, God wants to lay down His laws for His people.
所以呢，在他们重进，他们要进入迦南地之前呢，摩西又再一次的说，所以有一个生命记，就是第五卷书。
So that's why before they go into the book of the Canaan, Moses wrote the Deuteronomy so that they could know.
所以我们说创出立民生呢，这个就是律法书。
So the first 5 books, they are the books of the law.
所以呢，从亚伯拉罕开始呢，一直到被掳归回的时刻呢，都有先知在以色列百姓的生活里面，把神的话、神的心意能够告诉他们。
So from the very beginning, from Moses to them, when they're being captured, now set free, there are prophets that set in between the time to tell God's word.
所以在前面的时代，在这个王国建立的时代呢，有君王，有祭司。 师，那也有先知。
So in the beginning, when they first set up the kingdoms, there were kings, there were judges, and there were prophets.
那当然，最后呢，先知的话越来越说的越多的时候，就有了先知书的记载。
Then there is more and more prophets being raised up, and when they have to speak more and more to the people, now we have the book of prophecies.
当然，在以色列百姓他们的生活里面，他们常常用诗歌在那里赞美神。
And also for the Israelites, they often sing songs to God.
当他们犯罪的时候，他们被神处置的时候，他们有一些悔罪的诗歌也会献上来。
When they sin, when God touched them, and when they repent, they would write of songs of repentance.
他们进到圣殿里面看见神的荣耀的时候，当然他们也会在那里唱赞美神、哈利路亚的诗歌。
And when they come into the holy temple, when they praise God, they would use songs to praise God.
是每一次进到圣殿的时候，他们在那里行进的时候，他们也会在那里唱赞美的诗歌。
And every time when they go into the holy temple, when they're being consecrated, they would also sing songs.
所以诗歌书呢，就好像他们的生活的一个反应，跟神的一个关系的。
So that's like the book of Psalms is a reflection of their daily life.
所以这几卷书呢，合起来呢，我们说就是旧约。
So if you put all these books together, now that's the Old Testament.
所以我们有一个图画在这里，就是有律法书、历史书、先知书，还有诗歌书。
So if you look at this picture on the projections, there are the book of the laws, the history books, the book of prophecies, and also the book of Psalms.
当然，我们说到旧约结束之后，有四百年的时间，神呢再也没有向他的子民说话。
And after the Old Testament has ended, there has been 400 years when God was silent.
所以这400年的时间，我们说是以色列百姓进入了一个黑暗的时代。
So these 400 years when God was being silent, it is now the dark time of Israelites.
所以呢，在这之后呢，我们就进入到新约的时代，所以有福音书。
So after the 400 years, now we are in the time of New Testament, and it starts with the book, the Gospel book.
所以你知道，在这个被掳归回的时候，我们说这个啊，尼希米记呢，好像代表君王的身份在那里。
So in the three books of being set free, the book of Nehemiah, it shows the king.
那以斯拉呢，他好像一位祭司一样，他代表在那里。
And in Ezra, he is like a priest.
那好像呢，虽然已经没有了君王，没有了祭司，那只有先知的话在那里，可是呢，神就兴起这两位，让我们知道他的心意没有改变。
So even though at that time there is only the king and the priest, God used these two books to show us.
可是进到福音书的时候，我们非常知道这三个身份呢，全部集中在一位身上。
And now when we come to the gospel books, we see how the king, the priest, and the judge now are three in one.
所以我们主耶稣基督在新约的时代，他就把君王的身位，还有那个祭司的身位，还有那个先知的身位，都集中在他的身上。
So when Jesus came in the New Testament, he is now the priest, the king, and also the prophet.
所以当我们进入到今天的主题，有许病，有严病见的时候。
So now, when we come to today's sermon,
我们就读，按着次序读圣经的时候，读到历代志下。
Now we have come in the Old Testament, the Second Chronicles.
那我们会发现呢，历代志下的结尾非常的像以斯拉书的前面的几段。
We see that at the very end of the Second Chronicles, it is like the beginning of the book of Ezra.
所以呢，在历代志下的结尾的时候，特别提到呢，他们被掳的光景是怎么样。
So the Second Chronicles, at the very end, it is described the time when they are being captured.
特别说到呢，神借着先知耶利米呢，告诉他们有70年被掳的时间。
Especially God is using the prophet Jeremiah to show the age when they're being captured.
所以在这个经文里面就记着古列王元年的时候所发生的事。
So this is talking about at the last king, and what happened during his time.
所以呢，在以斯拉记一开始呢，就从古列王元年开始说起。
So at the very beginning of the book of Ezra, it continues with this king.
可是我们看到呢，之后呢，就讲到一个回归，被掳回归的一个事情。
And then after that, you see the people are now being set free.
借着这一段的经文，我们今天要来了解神的慈爱。
So through this passage, let us understand God's love.
我们也要来了解神的恩惠。
And also understand His grace.
所以呢，我们也要了解呢，就是神怎么样与人同在，神怎么样帮助我们。
And how God is with His people, and how God helps His people.
常常我们读旧约的时候，我们就觉得啊，神好像很公义。
And a lot of times when we read the Old Testament, we know that God is just. And just like that, we could never commit anything bad before God. Or maybe this God is easy to be angered. But when we come to the book of 2 Chronicles
36:15,
he says, the Lord, the God of the fathers, had compassion on his people.
弟兄姊妹，我们在这里看到我们的神爱惜我们和爱惜我们他自己的殿。
Brothers and sisters, it says, the Lord, the God of the fathers, had compassion on his people and his dwelling place.
所以经文继续说下去的时候，从早起来差遣使者去警戒他们。
Then it says, send words to them again and again by his messenger.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫做从早起来就是一次又一次？
What does it mean to send words to them again and again?
一次又一次的差派神的使者去。
Again and again by his messengers to send forth his word.
好叫神的百姓能够遵守神的律法,
so that his people can follow his command.
可是呢，日子一直过去，好像神的百姓没有办法认识神的心意。
But as time goes by, it seems like these people just neglect the word.
所以呢，先知就不断的被差派过。
So that more and more prophets have been sent to the people.
我们也要很感谢赞美神，因为就是先知那么的难当。
But thanks to the Lord, it is not easy to be a prophet. But yet all these prophets, when they were being called on, they went forth. So in these words, we know that God so loved man.
深深地爱着他所创造的人,
that he loved his creation.
所以呢，叫他的儿子来到世上,
and so he sent his only son.
叫我们可以相信他,
so that whoever believes in his name will not perish.
所以神为我们每一个人预备的一个生命是一个永远的生命。
So God has prepared for each one of us a life.
所以今天我们来到教会，我们要认识这一位神的时候，一定要知道他有爱。
So today, when we come and meet this God, know that He has love.
我们要知道他愿意把那永远的生命赏赐给我们。
And know that He is willing to give us His eternal life.
可是在16节这里说到,
but in verse 16 it
says, 这些百姓呢，他们却讥笑神的使者。
But the people continually mock the messengers of God.
藐视他的言语。
Despise his word,
讥笑他的先知,
and scoff at his prophet.
以致耶和华的怒气向他的百姓发作,
until the wrath of the Lord rose against his people until there was no remedy.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, our God is a living God.
就像我们一样,
just like we are living people.
今天如果有人讥笑我们,
today, if someone scoffs at us, we won't feel great about it.
今天人家藐视我, 我会有感受, 我会 有反应的,
today, if we feel disrespected, we would feel bad.
用言语讥笑我, 我会觉得很受伤,
if they despise our words or feelings get hurt.
因为我不是死人, 我听到这些话,
because I'm not dead, when I hear it, I feel bad.
因为今天我们敬拜的这样的一位神,
similarly, the God that we worship is a living God.
所以当他看到人的反应是这样的时候,
so when God sees man's reaction,
在他的里面是会有感受的,
then of course he has feelings too.
就好像今天我们做父母的,
just like as parents,
如果你的儿女一天到晚都在讥笑你,
if your children, all they do is mock your words,
一天到晚都在藐视你,
if all they do is disrespect you,
一天到晚都在嘲讽你,
if all they do is diss your words,
我不知道一个做父母的里面的感受是怎么样,
then I don't know as a parent how would you feel.
可是呢, 我相信呢, 一个爱他儿女的父母,
but I think that as a loving parent,
一定会在他儿女的身上有一些教导,
I think that then this parent will discipline his children,
甚至一些管教在那里,
some teaching, some discipline.
可是如果我们换一个角度想一想, 今天做父母的成天嘲笑你的儿女,
but now if you look at it from another way, if the children always mock their children,
整天藐视你自己所生的儿女,
if the parents all they do is despise their own children,
你想想看这些儿女他们的生活长大之后会有怎么样的一个情况,
then think about it, how would the children grow up to be?
感谢神, 我们的神不是这样的父母。
So thanks to God, that he is not a bad parent.
神把那个正确的教导放在我们的生活里面, 把那神圣的话语赐给我们,
and he has the right teaching and give us his words.
好像我们能够行在这个光明的路上,
so that we can walk in the path of light.
所以这里说到呢, 当百姓这样做的时候, 神的里面有一个怒气在那边,
so here, when all the people do is despise God's words, then the wrath of God arose.
17节说到, 所以神 使加勒底人的王来攻击他们, 在他们圣殿里面用刀杀了他们的壮丁。
In verse 17 it says, therefore God brought up against them the Chaldeans who slew their young, meanwhile destroying the house of the sanctuary.
不连续他们的少男处女, 老人白手, 耶和华将他们都交在加勒底王的手里。
And these people had no compassion on young men or virgin, old men or infant. He gave them all into his hand.
所以弟兄姊妹,这就是百姓他们违背了神的命令,所以他们就被掳,就进到那个被掳的生活中。
So brothers and sisters, because God's people refuse God's words, that's why now they're being captured.
可能有的人会说呢,这个时候神你在哪里?
Some men will say that, where has God gone?
这个时候弟兄姐妹,神就在人的旁边。
I tell you, during that time, God is among men.
一面神他有他的怒气,一面神也在那里伤心。
On the one hand, it is God's anger, but on the other hand, God is also sad. Because God's people never listen.
你想神可以再一次兴起洪水把人都淹没吗?
Yes, think about it. God could have risen another flood to kill all men.
不行,
but no, God couldn't do it because God already made a covenant with men not to kill them by water.
所以在这一节的经文里面呢,说到神就兴起加勒底人起来,
so that's why in verse 17, God brought up against them the king of Chaldean.
好像呢,好像自己的子女呢,他们做的真的很差很差了,都没有办法管教了。父母亲呢,就把自己的儿女交给警察来管束。
Just like as a parent, when the child is so bad and out of control, that the only thing the parent could do now is turn the child to the police. Because as a parent, now he has no other way but to help.
希望借着这样的一个兴起呢，他们有一个转变。
So that through these circumstances, maybe the child could change.
你知道这是非常非常大的一个抉择。
Do you know that this is such a great decision?
父母把自己的儿女交给警察严厉吗？
The parent has to now turn over his child to the police.
非常的严厉。
Hear that this is too severe.
可是仍然呢，是代表父母亲的一片爱心。
But I still tell you, it is out of love.
因为他希望他的儿女能够转变,
because his parents still want his child to change.
所以神兴起加勒底王起来的时候, 仍然是神的爱在那里向他的百姓显明。
So even when God brought up the king of Chaldeans, it is still out of love.
所以我们读到列王记下36章18到20节, 我们一起来读。
Let us read 2 Chronicles 36:18-20.
在荧幕上有我们一起读。 加勒底王将神殿里的大小器与耶和华殿里的财宝并王的车匙和他的亲信的财宝都带到巴比伦。加勒底人焚烧神的殿，拆毁耶路撒冷的城墙，用火烧了城里的宫殿，毁坏了城里的宝贝的器皿。拿撒勒底王都掳到巴比伦去，做他和他子孙仆妃。
So here you see people are being captured.
如果你在当时的情况之下,
if you were at that time,
then
I would believe that just like the prophet Jeremiah, you would cry.
一个好好的圣殿已经被拆了,
that the temple of God is ruined.
好像今天如果你主日的早晨来到我们教会, 你突然发现, 诶,
just like maybe this morning when you show up to church, you see that the church is being demolished.
啊, 一片都是被残骸在那边。
You would now only see ruins.
你会问问说到底发生了什么事?
And maybe you would ask what happened. Not only that, all the treasures of the temple is taken. You will see that because the house is now burned and all
the things is ruined.
The wall that protects this temple is now broken down.
And then
when you showed up, you could still smell the burn.
And
all the valuable articles are destroyed.
这里更可悲的一件事情, 就好像没有办法脱离刀剑的人呢，也被掳走了。
More importantly, the people that escaped from the sword are being carried away as captives.
被掳到外国去做仆婢。
Carried to Babylon to be servants.
原本在神的手上是那么样的宝贵。
It started off as the treasure in God's hand.
今天去到异邦呢，却成为异邦的仆婢。
Now when taken to the Gentiles, you are now servants.
这里说到有一件事情，直到波斯国兴起来。
Until the rule of the kingdom of Persia.
弟兄姊妹，这个时代里面呢，没有殿了。
Brothers and sisters, there's no more temple.
没有器皿了,
there are no more articles.
没有城墙了,
there's no more war.
没有君王了,
no king.
神与大卫所立的约在哪里呢?
Where is the promise that God gave to David?
神不是跟大卫立约说永永远远都有人坐在大卫的宝座上吗?
Didn't God make a covenant with David and say that there will always be a king on the throne?
在这样一个时代里面的人，他们怎么相信神能够持守他的约呢?
At this time, the people in this age, how would they believe God's promise?
只是我们发现呢，神持守他的约定一直没有改变。 今天他仍然把主耶稣基督赏赐给我们。But
here, let us understand that God's promise is true. Jesus is still on the throne.
原来主耶稣基督就是那一直坐在大卫宝座上的那位君王。And
let us know that Jesus is the king that has always been on the throne.
叫我们相信神是一位持守约定的神。So
let us know that God keeps his promise true.
今天凡脱离刀剑的人,
whoever escaped from the sword,
这里说到他们都被掳了。
Are carried away.
神在什么地方呢?
Where was God?
多少的时候我们可能也会发这个问题。
Isn't this a question that we often ask?
一个大海上来的一个大地震发生了。
When there's a big tsunami, when there's a big earthquake,
我们会说神啊，你在哪里?
We would ask, where's God?
所以呢，就在多年之前呢，那个在那个这个。 Katrina, 那个飓风来的时候,
so many years ago, when Hurricane Katrina came,
所以呢，当时他们就问了一句话，这个西北大学的退休教授，这个马克寇瑞，他就说道,
so a lot of times when people ask this question, where is God? Then a retired professor from Northwestern,
他问说，神是不是很喜欢虐待人啊?
He would ask, does God want to torture men?
神是不是在这个时候他躲起来了?
Is God hiding from us?
为什么人最需要的时候神在哪里? 为什么兴起那么大的飓风来吹灭这个城市?
When man needed God, when man need God doing this hurricane,
弟兄姊妹，多少的时候我们会从我们的心里发出来, 神啊，你在哪里?
Brothers and sisters, how often do we ask, where are you, God?
这位教授呢，继续说道,
but then this retired professor, he then said,
神就在神的儿女中间。
God is among the children of God.
在那一次那么大的飓风里面，有许多神家的儿女在那边就起来，开始帮助许多的人。
It is during that hurricane. It is the children of God that rise up and help other people.
在那一个飓风结束之后，有许多神家的儿女就起来帮助那些受伤的百姓。
It is after the hurricane. It is the children of God that rise up and save other people.
多少的时候，神就是借着他的儿女能够彰显出来。
How often time God revealed himself through his children.
在那个最需要神的时刻，弟兄姊妹，我们就是要出来来代表见证神的人。
It is in the time when people ask where is God for us to show up and reveal God.
灾害之后我们不能够躲藏。
So it is during that time, don't hide.
因为我们就是在那里代表神的爱彰显的一个人。
Because you are supposed to be there to reveal God's love.
当我们期待救赎主的时候, 主还期待我们成为世人的见证。
When we are waiting for God to show up, God is waiting for us to manifest Him.
在36章21节的时候特别说到这就应验耶和华借耶利米口中所说的话。
So in 2 Chronicles 36:21, it says, it is to fulfill the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah.
地享受安息因为地土荒凉便守安息直到满了70年。
Until the land had enjoyed its Sabbath, all the days of its desolations, it kept Sabbath until 70 years were complete.
弟兄姊妹，当我们说到神的话应验的时候
，Brothers and sisters, when we say God's words come true,
其实我们应该都很快乐、很高兴，对不对
？Let us be joyous about it.、Right?
今天有一件事情应验在我们的身上，哎呀，神应验了，我们应该是很喜乐的。
When one thing came true through you, you should be joyous about it.
可是当这一段话应验的时候。没有带来喜乐。
Here, when this particular promise is coming true, there is no joy associated.
当时的百姓宁可先知的话不要应验。
Because at that time, the people would rather the prophet's words were not true.
因为真实的应验的话，还代表那个真神活在他们的中间。
Because if the words come true, that means that the living God is still among them.
可是没有办法，时间到了，按着神的话就是应验了。
But yes, but I tell you, when God says one thing, it will come true.
那个加勒底王兴起来了。
When the king of Judeans came.
可是这里又说到荒凉。
And then it also talked about the famine.
这里说到因着荒凉地就得到了安息。
It talked about the desolations. It is through the days of the desolations that his words were complete.
弟兄姊妹我们愿意用这种方式得到安息吗
?Brothers and sisters, would you enjoy these words?
你看看地得到安息是因为荒凉了他们才地才得到安息。
You see that the land is now resting because the desolation is complete.
所以我把这一段话呢稍微呢改变一下。
So now if I change the wording a little bit,
是不是我们呢好像长期卧病在床？
Doesn't that sound like that we're always lying on a sick bed?
然后我们就说哦，换一个借口，哎呀，我得到安息了，我可以在床上这样。平平稳稳的。
Can you now say that I'm resting peacefully on my bed?
因为我重病在身，所以我说，哎呀，神使我安息了。
It is because I'm so sick, I cannot get out. I'm now getting good rest on my bed.
是的，可以这样说，神让你安息一下，让你能够体会它。可是呢，这是不是我们愿意的安息呢
？So maybe I could say that yes, you are getting some rest on the bed, but I don't think that's what you want.
都不是。
I don't think so.
我们不希望神的应许是这样应验。
I don't think that's how you want God's
promise. 我们也不希望神的安息是这样来到。
And I don't think that's how we want to enjoy our rest.
这里先知耶利米他说到有70年的时间被掳。
So here Jeremiah told us that there will be 70 years that we are being captured.
所以你知道吗 ?70 年呢就是一代又过去了对不对
?So I tell you 70 years, that's basically one whole generation.
你知道我现在50多岁 ,70 年之后我已经不在这个世上了。
For someone who is 50 some years old, 70 years from now, I would be gone.
可是我可以告诉我的儿子，我可以告诉我的女儿，哎，有70年的时间你们被掳，70年之后神又要带你们回去。
But maybe I could tell my children that after 70 years, you will be set free.
好了，相信的人。
So yes, for the people that believe.
有新的人。
There are new people.
他们就一年一年的在那里数算。
The people that are holding to this truth, they would count it year by year.
68年。
It's now 68 year.
69年。
It's now year 69.
哎呀，明年就要归回了。
Meaning that next year I'll be set free.
因为神是借着先知的口就是这样讲的。
Because God gave his words through his prophet.
就是没有我们的心里面对神的应许有没有这样的一个数算。
Brothers and sisters, are you counting his promise?
今天呢，这是70年的时间他们在那里数算，虽然一代过去，可是下一代呢，还是有相信的人在那里。
Yes, it is a 70 years period. It is for the whole generation, but there is hope for the next generation.
今天神向我们说话，我们愿意来相信他吗？
Today when God gave us his words, do we believe in it?
今天圣经告诉我们主再来的日子近了，我们相信吗？
In the Bible, it tells us that the Lord is coming soon. Do we believe it?
当神说到他的时间呢，这一次再也没有人知道的时候，我们相信吗？
When God says that his second coming, no one would know. Do we believe?
今天我们等候神再也没有这个时间的问题。
So today when we wait for God, we're not counting years anymore.
因为神来的日子真的没有人知道。
Because no one knows when he'll come back.
可是那一日来到的时候，相信的人呢，就进入到他的国度里面。
But when that day comes, whoever believes in him will go into his kingdom.
神的爱还要向我们显明。
And God is still revealing His love to us.
当我们说到神的恩典的时候, 我们看到呢, 神激动君王,
and when we talk about God's grace, now we see that God is also stirring up another king's heart.
激动许多人的心,
stirring up our heart.
在这个应许成就的时候,
when His promise comes true,
他们就起来了。
Then these people that are stirred will rise up.
让我们一起来读这个,
let us read the verses on the projection.
我们一起来读,
together.
波斯王,
now in the first year of Cyrus,
耶和华为要应验,
in order to fulfill the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah, the Lord stir up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, so the
descendant of Phoenician for his kingdom,
and also put it in writing, saying, thus says Cyrus, king of Persia, the Lord, the God of heaven, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and
I have appointed me to build him, and I will build
Jerusalem.
以斯拉记第一章第五节我们来读
Ezra 1:5
于是犹大和便雅悯的族长祭司立位人就是一切被神激动他心的人 都要上耶路撒冷去建造耶和华的殿 所以呢这里70年之后神的话应验了
So after 70 years God's words come true
一次呢是应验他们被掳
On one hand it is true because people are being captured.
这一次的应验呢, 却是呢, 让他们能够归回到他们自己的国家。
And then after that, the second part of the promise, the people are now being set free.
所以我们看到神言出必成。
So how we see His words are always true.
所以当神的话说出来的时候, 就连这个外邦的王呢, 都在神的掌权之下。
So when God speaks, even a king of Persia is stirred up.
所以呢神就激动他
so that God stir up his heart
我们也看到呢百姓也被神激动有族长有祭司立位人呢他们也被神激动都起来呢要回到耶路撒冷去重新建造神的殿
and also we see the other people the heads and the fathers of the different households are being also stirred up
所以我们看到古列王呢他自己说了这个时候呢他是什么 天下万国的君王
So here even Cyrus the king names that he is the king of all things
一个外邦君王一个不认识神的君王既然在这个时候他能够听神的话让神的百姓回到他们自己的国家去
So even this foreign king King Cyrus is being stirred up and used by God
好像我们可以在这样的一个经节里面看到波斯王呢他在这里就是预表的那个万国 万国的元首
So here in verse 23 King Cyrus represents the king of all nations
好像在这里呢他就是那位万王之王万主之主
He is now the king of all kings the lord of all lords
我们知道呢在圣经里面呢他在这里呢是预表了一个救赎主的来到
So in here he is actually a representation of the savior to come
所以当一位救赎主来到的时候众人的心都被激励起来就是为了回到那个殿里面去见 神的殿
So when the Savior has come, then all the people are now encouraged to go back and build the temple.
今天心里面有意愿的人都被神激动了，起来要回到自己的国里面去建造。
Whoever has the will to serve God are now stirred up to rebuild the temple.
像一件事看起来不可能的呢，都发生在一起了。
So for something that was impossible, now it's coming true.
这些人重新呢都聚集起来要回到自己的国家去。
Now this group of people are gathered and want to return to their home.
有一个小女孩呢，她非常的顽皮。
So there is a young girl, she was very naughty.
所以呢，她父，她母亲呢，在做那个蛋糕的时候呢，她都很兴奋的呢，去把那个还没有做成蛋糕的时候那些材料呢，沾一口放，沾一点放在自己的口中。
So when she was making cake with her mother, she would always try to steal and eat some of the ingredients before they make the cake.
所以呢，每一个东西都尝一口，尝一口，尝一口，她发现只有糖是甜的。
So then when she tasted all the ingredients, she realized that only the sugar was sweet.
啊，其他的东西完全不能入味。
All the other ingredients, they were tasteless.
可是又非常奇妙，当她的母亲呢，把这个蛋糕做成的蛋糕放到烤箱里面去烤的时候，
Amazingly, when all the ingredients were mixed together, when they baked the cake,
这些看起来不怎么样的东西放在一起的时候，又经过那么的高温，出来竟然是一个美味可口的蛋糕。
Everything else that looked tasteless, now when they were combined with sugar and baked, it is now a cake.
常常我们的生活里面，好像我们经过重压之后，出来呢是又是那么样的一个甘甜。
And then just like us, when we face a difficult circumstance, when we come out of it, we are now sweet.
神可能放一些不怎么样的人在我们的旁边。
Maybe God now placed all these ingredients around you that don't look like much.
神可能放一些从我们很讨厌的人在我们的旁边。
God may even place people you hate around you.
可能我们看看我们的周围，可能呢，在我们看得顺眼的呢，只有这么一小点，就像那个糖一样。
Look around you, maybe all the people around you, there's only a few of them that are like sugar to you.
可是我们却发现呢，神今天让我们在地上还有一个教会的生活。
But then you realize that when we live our life, we are living as a church.
好像神当初选召他的百姓一样，虽然经过那么样一个被掳的生活之后。
Just like God's people, they went through the tough time of being captive.
可是我们却在这样的一个环境里面把神的那样的一个甘美显现出来。
But it is only during this tough time that we can reveal His sweetness.
所以在一个炽热的危机里面最后呢却有一个圆满的结果。
So it is over this crisis, we have a good ending.
今天教会呢在神的手中呢就是这样的一个荣耀。
So as the church, it is this glory we reveal.
所以呢神常常把他的恩典要赏赐给我们。
So God often wants to bless us.
我们靠着我们自己我们得不到可是神愿意给我们。
But through our own, we would never get these blessings, but nonetheless, God wants to give it to us.
我们刚刚我们看到神帮助我们的时候他就一路带我们要归回。
So we see that when God leads us, he wants us to return.
神带领百姓归回。
God wants to lead his people to return.
所以在这个历代志下跟以斯拉记第三节的时候这两节经文非常的相像。
So here in the 2nd Chronicles 36 and Ezra 1:3, it is very similar.
说到呢，在你们中间，凡做他子民的，都可以上到犹大的耶路撒冷，在耶路撒冷重建耶和华以色列神的殿，只有他是神。然后去那里做什么呢？愿耶和华他神与他这人同在。
He says in Ezra 1:3, Whoever there is among you of all his people, may his God be with him. Let him go up to Jerusalem, which is in Judah, and rebuild the house of the Lord from God of Israel. He is the God who is in Jerusalem.
所以括号里面呢，就是以斯拉的记载。括号之外的话是历代志下的记载。
So you put these two verses together, the one in parenthesis is from Ezra, the other one is from the 2nd Chronicles.
所以我们发现呢，今天神的使命呢，就是托付在这些愿意做神子民的身上。
So in other words, God's commission is now bestowed onto His people.
今天回归这件事情应验之后，有一个重要的使命在他们的面前。
And for these people who choose to return, they now have a commission.
就是让这些神的子民能够完成神的工作，重建圣殿。
Is that these people now are going to return and to rebuild the temple?
所以当我们说到我们愿意做神的工作，我们侍奉主的时候。那个一件事情是代表神的同在在我们的身上。
Meaning that when you are now willing to do God's will, God is doing it with you.
因为当我们工作的时候，我们都希望神与我们同在。
Because when we do His work, He wants to be with us.
所以在以斯拉记第一章第四节跟第六节这里就说到。
So near Ezra 1:4 and 1:6, it says,
不但这些人呢被激动回去。
Not only are these people stirred up and want to come home.
还有一些剩下的人，他们可能他们那个时候不能够回到他们自己的祖国。
But for the people at that time that could not just take off.
可是他们却愿意把他们有的金银财物、牲畜都拿出来帮助他们。
Yet these people, they want to support the returning people with silver and gold.
也献上那个甘心的祭，让这些人能够回到祖国去，好好的建造那个圣殿。
With a free will offering for these people to go back and build the house.
啊，不但如此。
And not only that.
还有四围的百姓，可能呢这些人呢，他们也听到以色列人，他们要回到他们自己的祖国。
There are all those among them may not even be Israelites. They heard that the Israelites want to return home.
他们也把他们的金银财宝都拿出来要帮助他们。
These people now are giving the articles of silver and gold.
弟兄姊妹，我们看到的神的手在那里兼顾他自己的工作。
Brother and sister, here is you see God's hand is working.
好像是人的帮助呢，却是出于神的帮助。
It looks like these are goods from men, but in fact.These are hands of God.
所以自己的手足同胞也好，是外围的人也好，神震动了万国，使万国的珍宝能够再一次被带回去，去重建圣殿。
Doesn't matter if these are the same people as you are. Doesn't matter if these are people that you don't know. These are people being raised up by God to help the same cause.
这又好像我们那时候看到呢，当以色列人出埃及的时候。
So this reminds us when the Israelites were escaping from Egypt.
在他们离开埃及的那一个晚上呢, 埃及人呢, 把他们家里呢, 所有的金银财宝都给他们, 让他们快快地离开。
The night when the Israelites have to leave Egypt, all the Egyptians gave us their silver and gold to send them away.
所以我们看到神的帮助是那么样的奇妙。
You see that when God is helping, His ways are marvelous.
所以每一次神帮助我们的时候，我们都能够确认这个是神的同在。
Every time when we receive His help, we know that it is of Him.
也可以让旁边的人认识到，就是神确确实实帮助了他们。
Even the people around you, they will recognize that it is God helping you.
弟兄姊妹，常常我们为着一个事工。
Brothers and sisters, a lot of time for a specific service.
我们在那里真的就是希望弟兄姊妹能够好好的一起来奉献。
It is for that cause we want brothers and sisters to join in.
哎，我们发现当我们有这样一个呼吁的时候，
And maybe when we realize that when we're asking for help.
可能这个事工呢，它需要非常庞大的经费。
Maybe for this particular ministry, it requires a big budget.
你会发现神那么奇妙的借着这个人，借着那个人，哎，突然之间这庞大的经费就满足了。
And all of a sudden, you see that it is through this brother or that sister, this person or that person, God has gathered enough.
不但经费满足了，还有做工的人出现。
Not only that we would have enough, there would also be helpers.
所以在我们的心里面，我们就会认定说，哎呀，神你真是伟大。
So at that point, we know, we confirm that God is great.
因为你做成了这件事情。
Because He helped us complete this task.
中国人的说法就是天时地利人和。
The Chinese saying is that the heaven and earth come together.
可是呢，我们说呢，我们知道呢，这是神的工作，神帮助我们，神与我们同在。
On the other hand, let us know that it is God's work among us.
自己在神学院服事呢，常常就有这样的经历。
So when I was in a Bible college, I often have this experience.
所以呢，当我们兴起一个事工的时候，
When we start a ministry,
我们把一个意向传递出去，
When we try to send forth a vision,
那这个意向传递出去之后，就有弟兄姊妹来支持整个的意向。
When this vision is shared, then brothers and sisters can help the cause.
按着神的心意，这件事情就能完成。
Then with God's will, this come true.
神家的儿女努力建造。
Children of God are building.
这件事情仍然就能完成。
And then this ministry is completed.
所以当我们继续看下去之后，
So if we read together,
以斯拉记第一章呢，第七节到十一节这里说到，
Ezra 1:7-11 says,
这个外邦的君王他自己也愿意把他的从前呢被掳到外邦的神的器皿拿出来归回给他们。
Also King Cyrus brought out the articles of the house of the Lord.
所以从前在神殿里面的器皿被掳到外邦之后，今天呢又再一次可以被放回到神的殿里面去。
So the articles of the house of the Lord that were carried away are now being returned.
所以这些器皿一个一个一个数。
So these articles, if you count them one by one,
有5000多件。
There are 500 pieces, 5,000 pieces.
所以这5000多件呢都被带回到神的殿里面。
All these 5,000 pieces are being brought back one by one.
所以就是为了重建来的。
To rebuild the temple.
所以从这一段的信息里面，我们看到，当神带领我们的时候，
So from this message, we see that when God is leading,
神的子民也归回了，
Then His people will return.
神激动的人上去之后，有50,000多人一起要回到神的所设立的地方。
When God stirred up the initial group, there are 50,000 people that came back.
所以我们知道神的子民归回。
So we know that God's people have returned.
我们也知道神的财宝被带回来。
We also see that God's articles and treasures are returned.
我们看到神的器皿被恢复了。
His articles in His house are returned.
这是一个应许实现的时候。
That also shows that His promise has another time come true.
所以历代志下记载的所有的事情被掳的那样的一个画面。
So at the end of the second chronicles, the picture that was painted when people were being captured.
在以斯拉记第一章呢，我们看到呢全部。
In the first chapter of Ezra, we see all these are being returned.
所以神爱他的子民,
so God loves His people.
在这一张图上面呢，有50,000多人在这个山坡上面。
In this picture, you see 50,000 strong gathered on a mountain.
那这就是, 1922年呢，在这个好莱坞报的时候，有50,000多人的聚集。
This is in 1922 at the Hollywood Bowl. This is a gathering of 50 people.
我只是要让弟兄姊妹看一看有多少50,000的数字呢，是有多少人在那边。
I'm just trying to give you a glimpse of what 50,000 people look like.
今天如果这50,000人从 LA 走到旧金山。
Today, if these 50,000 people walk from LA to San Francisco,
你要知道它代表的意义是什么。
Do you know what would that mean?
这五万个人他们有怎么样的使命？为什么要从 LA 走到旧金山去？
And you would ask, why are these 50,000 people walking to there?
所以这一路上所经过的城市，所经过的人，他们都知道这五万人的使命是什么。
So when these people walked each city they passed by, everyone in that city would know what their cause is.
不管是敌国也好，自己人也好，都会自己的人他们会欢喜，敌国的人他们会惧怕。
So for the people that support their cause, they would feel encouraged.
因为这五万人的一心就是为了回到自己的祖国去建神的殿。
Just think about if these 50,000 people are walking with one accord to return home and rebuild.
他们知道神的祝福会再一次临到他们。
These people know that God's blessing will come back to them.
所以神不断地向他的子民显现出他的爱。
So God reveals his love to his people again and again.
神不断地把他的恩典要赏赐给他的儿女。
Continuously, God wants to bless his people.
神的帮助也一再在我们的生活里面会显现出来。
And God's help will appear again and again.
所以这就是我们今天的信息，说到我们所认识的这位神，他是一个有言必见。有喜必应的神。
So that's why the topic of our sermon today is that His words will come true, His promise will come true.
所以在贝鲁时代的这三卷经卷
，So these three books that talked about the time of capture.
以斯拉记特别记载了这个圣殿的重造。
In the book of Ezra, it talked about the rebuilding of God's temple.
可是，在尼希米记呢，却让我们看到一个圣城的城墙的重建。
And in Nehemi, we see the wall being rebuilt.
可是以斯帖记呢，却看到子民的重生。
And in the book of Esther, we see the people being reborn.
好像神让一个非常难转换的一个情况又恢复了。
So we see that how God has now reconciled.
所以借着这个三卷的经卷
，So through these three books,
我们可以认识到神在他百姓里面有怎么样的心意。
We see God's will among His people.
今天神仍然把主耶稣基督赏赐给我们。
Today God still gives us His Son.
要让我们能够认识我们主耶稣基督是我们这一生的至宝。
Let us know that Jesus is the most precious treasure.
多少的时候呢，我们就好像那一个年轻人一样。
How often time we're just like that youngster.
虽然呢，我们一开始就被神救了。
Even though we were saved when we were young.
可是呢，我们还有很长的路我们要走。
But I tell you, there's a long way to go.
有一天我们还要面见我们的神。
One day we'll get to see the Lord
again. 所以在这个一路上的时候，我们要抓紧我们的脚步。
So doing this way,watch your step.
什么时候呢，我们可以马上回到原点来敬拜我们的神。
How when we can turn back and worship God.
当我们做错事的时候
when we did something wrong.
赶快向神悔改
make sure you repent.
当我们里面有黑暗光景的时候
when you now walk into
darkness. 我们赶快求主的光明就在那个时刻来照耀我们
ask the Lord to enlighten us.
什么时候我们犯罪得罪神的时候就在那个时刻我们赶快承认我们的罪
whenever we commit sins, let us confess and repent.
让神一次一次的恢复我们
so that God can reconcile.
让这个黑暗让这个罪让这个死亡的光景每一次就能够离开我们
so that the darkness, the sin and death can depart from us.
弟兄姊妹我们的神是有能力的一定可以让我们胜过这一切不是到见主面的时候那一天才胜过
Brothers and sisters, God can help us overcome. Not only at the end, but He can help us overcome along the way.
因为见主面那一天就来不及了
Because if you want to overcome on the day that we see the Lord again,
在现在的时候我们就要这样做
I tell you, you start now.
好像我们一直这样行的时候我们就有这样的能力能够胜过
When you keep walking that way, then you build your overcoming power.
好像我们活出神要我们活的那样的一个见证来
So that you can now manifest the life you manifest.To be.
弟兄姊妹让我们好好彼此相爱好好让爱这世上的人让我们中间有一个爱的见证在这里显出
So brothers and sisters love each other and love the other people so that you can reveal and manifest love
我们再来唱诗歌446
Let us sing song 446